comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
What's going on, everybody? This is, to be honest with you, I have no idea what number Nerds United this is because it has been that long since I recorded a new Nerds United podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. My life has been twisted upside down in all the best ways. No, there are no sad stories here on this day. As I'm recording this, I'm driving my 2010 Ford F-150. I know other podcasters like to, speak about what kind of vehicles they drive. So it's 2010 Ford F-150 Crew Cab 4x4 XLT. Yeah. Anyway, as I do that, I'm driving along Highway 50 in Illinois. It's about as specific as I'm going to get. About 100 yards behind me, give or take, my wife in her van with our son, and both vehicles are pretty well filled to the brim, because if you've seen the scattered postings on facebook.com/nerdsunitedshow, which of course automatically post content to twitter.com/nerdsunitedshow, you may know that the Mahochkos are on the move. I'm just gonna kind of get it all out there, going to give you all the information as best I can. This was a process that began in April, middle of the month. On a Saturday morning, I received a text from the lady who sold us our house 7 years prior. We moved into the house exactly a week before we got married. And the text message pretty much said, "Hey Greg, I don't know if you and Ashley have considered..." Actually, my wife, she's been a guest. Mrs. Hooch, Mrs. Nerds United, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I don't know if you and the wife have considered selling your house, but I've got a young lady from town who's pre-approved. She has put in offers on two other homes, and they've been sold out from under her. So if you're interested or think you might be interested in selling your house, let me know. Talk with your wife and get back to me. It's pretty much how that text went. So I called, got a little bit more information. Sure enough, young lady from town in our small town had put in a couple offers at some other homes, and they were sold to other families or whatever. Well, I'll be honest with you, hadn't liked this house for most of the time that we've been there. We just knew we didn't have a whole lot of options. When we purchased the house in 2009, it was under the first-time home buyer's tax credit, and we were able to receive a 10% bump. Now, there's a cap on that back in 2009. I don't remember what that was, but it was 10% of the purchase price we got back on our taxes the next year. The asterisk on that, if you will, said that if you move out of that house within the first 3 years of ownership, you've got to give that tax credit back. So we knew we were locked in until 2012. Now, I had applied for jobs in radio, beforehand, or after 2012, before eventually getting out of radio and becoming a full-time car salesman / podcaster. All right. I had put in some jobs. Obviously, they didn't work out because I ended up getting out of radio. But we knew, especially with the two dogs, before our boy came along, we knew that space was limited. And then he gets here and we're like, oh, we have outgrown this house. So that began, the question of, do we stay in this town and in these jobs, or do we look elsewhere? And my wife, being the wildly successful nurse that she is and all-around amazing person, had been recruited by hospitals as far away as Salt Lake City. Obviously, Salt Lake City didn't work out. We had gone to Omaha, Omaha, Nebraska, and while there, we were able to see our friends and listeners to the show, Andrew and Evelyn, and had dinner with them, among other things. She met with a hospital there. I met with a dealership there, and we even looked at houses, but it just didn't feel right. And I'll be honest with you, I was the one who got cold feet on that, because I knew growing up, the cousin or cousins, whatever, that I was closest to growing up was really the one cousin who was, close, lived nearby, who's, who my aunt and uncle didn't move. I've got a lot of family all over the country, aunt and uncle who were only about an hour away, so I saw this particular cousin at all the birthdays and Christmases and barbecues and things like that. And I got to thinking, because I know my niece and nephew really love my son, and want to FaceTime with them and all this other stuff. And I got that pang of guilt. I was like, can I really take my boy away from, his cousins? And, I want him to know his cousins. And so my wife explored options a little bit closer. I'm thrilled to say that she starts her new job. I say by the time you hear this, she will have started this past Monday. It was in the same hospital where our son was born, and in the same department. So she's going to be able to take care of babies all day and then come home or take care of baby. So it's really quite ideal for her. I know she's thrilled to death with it. But that did bring change to our family, because the distance was not conducive to staying in our town. So we have purchased the house. We're, closing date and stuff is not quite set yet, but we are moving. Here's the crutch of it all. As I say that, we're still not in the new house, but we're out of the old house, so we're in temporary housing, and by that I mean my parents' house, which is fine. The food is a lot better, and it's cheaper than staying in a hotel or something. They've been real helpful as far as getting us out of the house, because we both work and my dad's retired, so he's been able to come over and pack up, load up a few things. And my in-laws were helpful this past weekend as well. And my uncle came down and, we'd fill up a truck and, a moving truck. We got a storage space. And long of the short is, I'm kind of in temporary, situation, in temporary setup, till we can get into the new house. Now, that being said, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the nerd world that I have unfortunately not been able to comment on, because I haven't had a podcast. I've got plans. I know it's August now, and I can't wait to visit. As soon as I get settled, I might even invite him over to the house. Lorenzo Lozana, a St. Louis artist who has a... if you remember from Cape Comic Con, his entire panel was recorded. And so he I can't wait to visit with him a little bit more about his career, about his book Scarab that is out. And if you are I don't know, I'll have to visit with him to find out exactly the best channels as far as obtaining Scarab. Maybe it's available on his website through the publisher's website. But a lot of good things are going on. Since the last time we talked, I believe X-Men Apocalypse came out and did okay. Suicide Squad was just hitting theaters this past weekend. I know people who have seen it and who said it was good, which is fine by me. That's all I needed to know. As you know by now, I'm anti-Rotten Tomatoes, so I never, take what they... put together as gospel for movies. I can't wait to see Suicide Squad. I thought maybe I'd get a chance this weekend, but it has not looked like that. So we'll just kind of wait and see. That might, I hate to say it, but that might be a renter. When it first comes out, or I'm not gonna lie, that's one I'll buy without renting first. But a lot of good things are going on in the Mahochko house. I just wanted to touch base with you a little bit. over, see, my birthday weekend, got to see Global Force Wrestling, got to hang out with Kevin Huntsberger a little bit, and Ken Murphy, who is, of course, the organizer of the Cape Comic Con, but also he is the promoter, one of the promoters and owner of Cape Championship Wrestling. So later this month, in a few weeks, I'll be heading down there to watch a CCW show with my buddy Smitty, and we'll just have a good time there and have a few adult beverages, some brewskis, and you know, have a good time. But a lot of things going on. I do apologize for, you know, not being, you know, just not just doing this thing right here. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately because I've been in my truck a lot lately. And I'm going to have a long commute this week and then a shorter commute after I start my new job on the 15th of August. So I'll still be selling cars back at back home, quote unquote, for this week, and then I'll sell cars in another dealership starting next week. But I'll have a long commute, and I'll be able to rip through a lot of podcasts. I've been listening to Nerdist and Fat Man on Batman, and if there's new Hollywood Babylon from the Smodco Internet Radio Network, then I'll listen to that tomorrow on the way to work. But was just listening to Stone Cold Steve Austin show on podcast one and his upcoming conversation with Vampire. I'm able to get caught up now because I'll have a commute. It's nice. I won't have a 2-minute commute. I'll have a 25-minute commute. But I said, you know what? This is crazy. Instead of listening to this podcast, I can record one while I'm here in the truck by myself, and we'll just have a good time. Now I'm gonna have to cut it short here in a minute or two because I've got to order pizza and you know, go get that ready to get picked up on the way back. But didn't want to pop in, say that I miss you. I can't wait to get back to you. And the San Diego Comic-Con or International Comic-Con of San Diego or whatever. I call it, you know, the Comic-Con. It's the big one. San Diego was last week. And I know we got a lot of good news tidbits. I hope you enjoyed the videos I was able to share. I know that I did share for sure Wonder Woman and Justice League, which was nice to see. I mean, looking forward to those two movies. And the Marvel stuff, looks like they kept that under wraps. I've heard some descriptions. I've read a few things about what they showed regarding Thor Ragnarok, as well as Spider-Man Homecoming. I'm trying to think of what else they showed that I'm blanking on now. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So a lot of good stuff out there. I can't wait to see it. This is, you know, it's a great time. 20 years ago, when I was a 14-year-old kid, little punk nose, you know, punk ass kid, whatever. You'd never be like, "Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, man, that's the best." No, because that would get my, you know, head caved in at school. What a great time to be a nerd. What a wonderful time. I just kind of had a feeling, and I've said this story before, when I was a kid, you know, more than 20 years ago, I remember being out, you know, playing driveway basketball with my buddy, my neighbor, and we were talking about, yeah, you know, he says, you know, they might make a Wolverine movie, or an X-Men movie. I said, how would they be able to do that? They'd never be able to do that with the claws coming out and Cyclops' optic beam, and, you know, special effects, they weren't nearly, you know, then what they are now. So I think all that we needed was for technology to catch up, and I'm so glad it did, because now all of these things that we could only imagine or only see in cartoons or only see, you know, or read in comics, we can see it on the big screen. Now, I don't say that to be the only way that you should enjoy this material. I love reading comics still. I've been reading Justice League New Frontier, Darwin Cook, you know, amazing story. I've been reading that. I'm not quite halfway through. Some bitch, that is a big, expansive volume. But I am glad that I was able to get the last copy of Twilight Comics, because they're currently out of stock. I was thrilled. But again, if you go back to that blog I wrote that one time about reading it or watching it, I'm holding off watching it until I finish reading it. I'd be impressed if they could fit everything that they've put into you know, into the pages of this book, into that animated film. So I'm going to leave you at that. It's just shy of the 15-minute mark. Just a taste, just a little bit of Nerds United to get you all caught up on everything that's going on in my life as I'm going to end it here, and I'm going to order pizza because I'm also a fatty. That's it for Nerds United episode. I still have no idea. Have a great time until we meet again, which we will meet again. I can't wait to get my studio set up in the new house. And until then, live long, prosper. And I was going to say something else nerdy, but I can't remember what it was. So may the force be with you. Yeah, live long, prosper, and may the force be with you. This is where you start to hate me, isn't it?
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.